broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben, it's almost time for Century Tournament of Champions. Let me see. I've got the number of days down here. Just 150 days to go and 20 hours. Okay, and we're going to be talking with Alex Urban about that. Hey, welcome into the clubhouse. It's time for another golf club session. We're live streaming. Of course, we're on the radio, but we're also live streaming and available via podcast. And you can go to radiogolfclub.com/listen, and you can hear the show on your phone while you're working on your computer. My guest today, Claude Brousseau, PGA Master Director of Instruction, Wailea Golf Academy, and now he has his own section in Morning Read, which is the golf page for Sports Illustrated, and his section is called Golf Tips in Paradise. Stu McDonald, North American Executive with In Range Golf, is with us today. Douglin Imai, Marketing Director of MD Restoration, What You Need to Do When Disaster Strikes. Alex Urban, Executive Director, Century Tournament of Champions. The tickets go on sale later this summer. We're going to get the word from him. And we're starting off the show with Steve Eubanks, Managing Editor, LPGA, Senior Writer, Global Golf Post, in addition to authoring some 30 books. It's a great day this morning. It's humid. I got to be honest. It's going to be partly to mostly cloudy, scattered showers through the day. Mostly sunny, though, on the leeward side. The rain will be mainly windward and mocha. The high today is expected to be, 92 degrees with the trade winds 10 to 20. We're going to come back with Steve Eubanks and the Olympics after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. Brought to you by these fine sponsors: Dr. Carlson's Spine and Pain Clinic in Kailua, MD Restoration Water Flood Broken Pipe Cleanup 24/7, Aloha Power Equipment, we keep power at your fingertips, Honolulu Sign, now at 1724 Hart Street, one block Mauka of Nimitz, Sue's Electric and Cranes Inc., keeping Hawaii powered and lifted for 60 years. High-rises, shopping, and commercial centers. Houses and RCM construction for your Spalding repairs. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Let's bring him right in. Steve Eubanks, New York Times bestselling author, award-winning columnist, senior writer, Global Golf Post, and managing editor, LPGA. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you so much for having me, Danielle. It's great to be with you.
It's good having you inside. And I've got to tell you, I was really impressed because, you know, breakdancing is in and speedwalking is out at the Olympics, which is after reading a great article from the Associated Press about speedwalking and the rigors of that. It must be the toughest 30-mile race ever since you can't do anything but walk fast. We're going to be apparently in the 2032 Olympics. That's according to Rich Lerner. We heard it on the Olympic coverage last evening in Hawaii, last night on the East Coast, late. Sources say Olympic golf is in for the 2032 in Brisbane and will be played at Royal Queensland Golf Club. And that was apparently first reported by Jim Tucker in Golf Digest Australia. It's good to know that we've made a good impression, don't you think, with the Olympic Committee?
Well, I'm really excited about that because, you know, it wasn't as if these last two Olympics have gone without a hitch. I mean, I think people forget that in 2016 you had the Zika virus in Rio, and that there was a lot of concern and a lot of players chose not to go. And then, of course, you had the pandemic Olympics this time with no fans and all of the restrictions. And again, a lot of people just didn't feel comfortable health-wise making the journey. So it was not as though there weren't some challenges, but the golf itself really, I think, spoke for itself and really made an impression on the overall Olympic Committee so that it would go forward in the Games.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. And a lot of us had to work yesterday. You know, we couldn't see everything. But I got home, but I had a lot of things to do, of course, when you just come home from work. late last night, the halt to play because of the bad weather that was coming in. Now, this was when the three leaders were ready to tee off on number 17 of all things. It was like, whoa, wait a second. Talk about a cliffhanger.
It really was a cliffhanger. And I'll tell you, Danielle, I think once they hit their tee shots on 17, everybody knew they were going to finish. There were going to be some windows of opportunity. It was just a matter of when. It wasn't as though this system was going to blow in and there was going to be no chance to play any more golf. So I think there was a sense of relief once they got that far into the round that we knew at some point they were going to get it in. I think from a Nelly Korda standpoint, she was actually quite happy that they took a little bit of a break because it gave her a chance to sort of regroup and understand what she needed to do, calm down, to be able to close this thing out and win the gold medal,
which yeah.
was a tremendous, tremendous thing.
Yeah, it certainly was, and we're going to get into that. And but, you know, it was really confusing because, as I said, I'd come home, right? The playoff, after I had to go in the kitchen and get things ready, you know, it's busy when you come home. You're trying to watch. You're trying to get everything ready. So there's a playoff. It's happening between Monet Inami and Lydia Ko. No one was talking about Nelly Korda. It was like she'd fallen off the planet with Aditi Ashok. Both were in the lead, you know, at some point. I knew that. And I thought, okay, what's happened? What's happened? What's happened to Nelly Korda? Where did Nelly go? The playoff. It's a playoff. It's got to be the top. No, it was for silver. You know, that was really surprising.
Well, it's something that we're just not accustomed to in golf. Usually when you go back out for a sudden death playoff, it's to see who won the golf tournament. But in this instance, because there are three medals and only three, if it were a silver or a bronze, they were still going to play the thing off. And so to have two players that finished one shot out of a potential gold medal playoff back out there playing off for silver and bronze, just, I think, added to the excitement, especially when you consider that one of them was Lydia Ko, who, again, we played golf in two Olympics in the last century, and only one player has medaled in both of them,
yeah.
And that's Lydia Ko. So
yeah.
It's pretty tremendous to see her back out there.
Yeah, and she looked so good. She was smiling. I have never seen her play a round of golf that actually showed me a happy Lydia. Someone said in the broadcast that her coach had told her she needed to smile more. Had you heard that?
I did. It was Sean Foley who basically told her he needed to see more teeth. When he tuned into the broadcast, he wanted to see her beautiful smile. It reminds me, Danielle, of the Lydia at age 15 and 16.
Yes.
When it was still a game, when the money was meaningless to her. When she was just out there playing because she loved being out playing. And she was winning and setting every youngest ever record as a result. So this was the Lydia of old with just a much more advanced game.
Yeah, it was really charming. I think someone also mentioned that he's been working on getting her to use some of the technique that she had changed. There was no reason to change her. And I think every one of us thought the same thing. Why are you changing something that is already so super good and so natural to your being? And I just, it's just thrilling to see her coming back and playing so strong and being happy, you know, being happy on the golf course. And we talked so much about mental health in this Olympics and the impact it has on the athlete. And I'm sure that Lydia Ko is one of our golfers that was going through a similar situation, like Matt Wolf. You know, when things just become so oppressive, your mind and your body disconnect. You know, it happens in all sports, just it's more dangerous in some than others. Oh, and just as an aside, do you remember in the Olympics, the high jumpers, those two best friends who were competing? And they kept getting to the same height, and then neither one of them could get to the next height, and they didn't know what to do. And so one turns to the other, because these guys are best friends, even though they're competing against each other. He goes, "Can we have two golds?" And they said, "Sure." So they shared the gold medal. I just thought, boy, we saw some really wonderful things. I love the Olympics. Aditi Ashok really playing some amazing golf during these Olympic Games, and I don't know that much had been said about it, and she'd lost 20 yards in distance off the tee because she hasn't gotten her strength back. She's been fighting off COVID 2 months this year. That's incredible.
She missed 2 months back in India with COVID and really never recovered her strength and speed. She's never been incredibly long, but she wasn't 50 yards behind Nelly Korda, which is where she ended up being this week in many cases. She hit, I believe, either 3-wood, 5-wood, or hybrid into 7 par 4s, it's just extraordinary that she was able to compete at all. Boy, talk about somebody who captured the imagination of the games. I don't think there's no non-medalist in these Olympics that had a bigger impact than Aditi Ashok.
Yeah, and her, the president of India, you know, and the prime minister of India were asking about her, how is she doing? You know, it's like, and then the president put out a huge statement saying, you know, you have really shown what golf is for this country, in this country. I mean, you've sparked the fascination and the excitement. And isn't that in some instances, when we talk about the playoff for the silver and the bronze, it means money to the sport that medals. So some countries give money and to the sport so that they can enhance. Can you talk to that?
Yeah, a lot of times if you win an Olympic medal, the various federations that are funded by the government end up getting more funding to bring up youth into that program because there are medals on the line. When governments that do have federations that look at funding various sports, they look at the medal count. I mean, there's no other objective way to look at which sports are going to get funded.
So,
from a DD standpoint, we heard for 2 weeks look, it's only three spots medal. Go for broke. You know, play your heart out because fourth is the same as 44th. Well, she proved that wasn't the case because the impact she had on a billion Indians cannot be overstated. Millions of people got up at 3 a.m. in India to watch a sport they may have never seen before. Certainly didn't know the rules, all because of her.
Yeah.
It's good. I think it's going to have a profound impact for a long, long period of time.
That's wonderful. And so Olivia Coe's bronze also helped golf in New Zealand, because that was really important.
Of course, yeah. There will be funding now for more youth golf in New Zealand as a result of Lydia being a 2-time Olympic medalist.
It's wonderful. And something else that surprised me too, I hadn't seen Mone Inami of Japan so close to the top of the leaderboard. Where did she come from?
She plays the Japan Tour. Nobody really knew her because unless you follow the JLPGA, you don't really know much about her. She's won there 5 times this year. I mean, she's quite a great player, but like so many players, she chooses to stay at home. And not a whole lot of travel. You don't have to change currencies. The language is the same. The food's the same. And she's quite comfortable playing over there and obviously very good at it. I have to tell you, Danielle, I don't think Americans can appreciate or understand the amount of pressure she is under playing in Japan for a medal. They view that as the ultimate prize that anyone can achieve, and there's a lot of nationalism that goes with it over there. So to be playing in that circumstance, in your home country, down the stretch, the putt she made on 17 to tie the lead before going to the final hole, nothing short of extraordinary under those circumstances.
Well, the phalanx of photographers was enough to tell me just how popular, you know, they were just banging lenses against each other trying to get the right shot as she went through them to go after the round was over. And, you know, we heard them talking about how the players in all sports would apologize for not getting a medal or apologize for not getting a better medal. You know, bronze wasn't good enough. It should have been silver or gold. And that's just, you know, this need to fulfill everyone's expectations is very, very, very intense. And that's a pressure that Mona Inami, she didn't show it. She was very poised and in control and just a charming to watch. I meant, you know, I was surprised. She's won seven times since turning pro in 2018, five times this year. And I didn't see her in the field. I wasn't, you know, I wasn't keeping track of anybody much deeper than 10. And when I saw her, you know, in contention, I thought, what kind of a round did she have to come up against Nelly Korda, who almost, don't you wish no one had said we're on 59 watch? I always think we're somehow jinxing the poor person who's about to shoot a 59 if they just... It was amazing watching her play, that she turned out to be a 61.
It really was. And look, I mean, there's a vast talent there that is just amazing. I mean, when you watch Nelly swing the golf club, I don't know that there's not just a better one. Now, I'm not sure there's ever been a better one in history. Just more mechanically sound, more fluid, efficient. Everything about the way she strikes golf ball is perfect. But there's the intangible. Her intensity and her drive and focus and her fight, I just don't think that's something that can't be taught. It's something that you either have it or you don't. And she certainly has it and has it in spades when needed.
But, you know, she grew up in a family of athletes competing. So there must have been something of, you know, how you're raised to everyone's happy in that, but it's just like a family competition all the time. Who's gonna get the, you know, the major was the big question, and come home and say, hey, Dad, see what I got? You know, it's a wonderful thing, and it was really impressive. The most impressive part of the tournament was how she came back after losing the four-stroke lead and then winning the tournament, where we thought she was losing her game, and then all of a sudden it seemed like she found it again. Can you speak to that for us?
Well, I'll tell you, the most impressive thing to me, she made one of the ugliest double bogeys on the seventh hole I think I've ever seen. She pulls a shot and then duffs a chip shot and then makes another mental error and has two balls roll back to her feet. Walks away basically with a double that has completely evaporated a lead that she has held since day one. So she's looking at now being tied with Aditi and Lydia, with Monea shot back at that point. And you know, you just thought, well, this is where Nelly packs it in. This is where it all goes sideways. Not only did it not go sideways, she reeled off three consecutive birdies immediately after that. So to be able to stand on the 8th tee and hold what I think was about a 35-footer for birdie and then make a couple of 10-footers right after that, that just shows a depth of composure and a level of grit that athletes have to have to reach championship levels, but not many do.
It's wonderful. And you get to travel with the LPGA. Are you going to the Solheim Cup?
I am. I'm looking forward to being at the Solheim Cup. It's going to be, if you love international competition and you love waving the flag, the Solheim Cup will give you a lot more of it. So please tune in.
Yeah. One final question about Kasumi Kaseki. I mean, I tried to find pictures or something, get some information about it, and it was really hard to find online. Jim Bones McKay, who was covering, of course, the Olympics in Japan, he said it was one of the top three courses he's ever been on. Wow.
Well, he's talking about the condition. Yeah, he's talking about the conditioning, and he just said it is the most immaculately conditioned golf course he had ever seen. That's saying a lot, given the number of Masters tournaments where Bones has caddied.
Precisely.
So when you when you've been in, you know, inside the ropes at major championships your entire career, to say that about a golf course in Japan that, you know, like you, I don't think very many people have ever heard of it. That's pretty strong statement.
Fantastic. Great talking with you as always, Steve Eubanks. He's Global Golf Post senior writer. He is managing editor, LPGA, New York Times best-selling author, award-winning columnist. Thank you for being on the show.
Thanks, Danielle.
Aloha. We've got Alex Urban with the latest on Century Tournament of Champions because we're going into the FedEx Cup playoffs, and it's time to get ready for Century. We'll be back with him after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
On the road with Little Mike.
Nice door. Nice door.
Hey, that's a beautiful door. Did you sell that garage door, Dad?
Yes, Diane. Rainer Garage Doors has done many fine homes.
Can Rainer do other designs?
Our custom manufacturing means Rainer can build any door an architect can design. We can even use our customers' wood to provide a perfect match with the rest of the house.
What about people who just need security and privacy?
Rainer's full line of doors means we can provide a competitively priced door for every need.
So people get a free consultation, top quality doors, and a fair price. Call my dad at 676-3667.
You just gotta call my daddy now!
676-3667.
This is Little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rainer Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
Does your golf swing have a hitch in it? Want to learn the finer points to play better? Get the fun back in your game with coaching by Master PGA Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau, Director of Instruction at Wailea Golf Academy, a Golf Channel Academy. Claude, a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, you will improve immediately and get fast results. Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or email cbrousseau@waileagolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-856-9458. And have fun counting your birdies.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Alex Urban, Executive Director, Century Tournament of Champions at PGA Tour. It's just 150 days and 20 hours away. Welcome into the clubhouse, Alex.
You're always good about counting the days for me, Danielle. I appreciate that. How are you?
I'm good. About you?
I'm well.
Yes. And well. Yes, what a field we have. Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's been an incredible year on tour for just great crop of winners.
Yeah. I mean, from, you know, the Stewart Cink winning, Phil Mickelson winning to youngsters, Cameron Champ most recently, yep. Colin Morikawa twice, Harris English is back, you know, twice. Wow.
Twice, and he's on top of the leaderboard in Memphis right now at the FedEx Stagecoin Invitational.
Wow. You know, just, and Jordan Spieth is going to be with us, and Justin Thomas, yeah. and Bryson DeChambeau, and Daniel Berger, Brooks Koepka, wow, Siu Kim, all these... Wow. What are we going to do with all these people? Where are they going to stay?
We're going to put them all on the same golf course and see who comes out on top.
Okay.
you know, at its base, that's exactly what we're going to do. And it's going to be fun for all of us to watch.
Yes, absolutely. And covered by Golf Channel, of course, as they do such a great job. What are some of the new initiatives this year?
Yeah, so, you know, obviously we're still looking towards the event. We're about 5 months out, or how would you say 150 days?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, you know, we've got enough time that we're still developing some things. And, you know, a couple years ago, we introduced an Ohana Day on Wednesday. I think we might move that to Saturday this year and do some cakey kid activities and that sort of thing, and create a family plan type ticket package. So that's something we want to get more families, especially local families, involved with the event. You know, we're going into our fourth year of our Aloha Friday tradition, which has been really fun to watch that expand. You see more and more guys wearing that Aloha print gear at the tournament, and then in turn, Century donates money back to our local charities here on Maui. So that's pretty cool, too. You know, we started a tradition a couple years ago where our defending champion will plant a tree that ends up going up in the Pu'ukukui Watershed Preserve, which is the land in the West Maui Mountains up above the golf course that provides drinking water for the island. So all these things kind of tying together to form this really great, unique tournament that's our Century Tournament Champion.
Wow. What kind of a tree do they plant?
It's a koa tree.
Wow.
Yep. It goes in a koa forest. It's actually very cool. It's we work with the guys that run the Pu'ukukui Watershed Preserve, the guys and the ladies that run that. And it's actually a very cool ceremony. And Clifford, the cultural advisor from the Ritz-Carlton, is there to provide a blessing. It's one of those traditions that we're really proud of. This will be our third year of doing that, and it's just one of those things that our defending champions that I think they really enjoy it too. You know, it's one of those things that when you can get a touch of the culture of the island, for those guys who do a lot of traveling, it provides a unique touch point for the event, for the week, for them.
Yeah. Now, which one of your initiatives is changing? You want to change it from Wednesday to Saturday?
Ohana Day. So that's our family day. So the reason we did it 2 years ago on Wednesday is because it was January 1st. So we knew that the kids would have off school.
Yeah.
So with our dates moving a little bit later, when the calendar kind of reset, because we're the 5th through the 9th this year, I think we're going to do that on Saturday. So we'll release more information on kind of what that means and what's involved in it, but we're excited about that.
That's great. Now, for the charities, are they still being given tickets this year, and they sell the tickets, and then they get to keep whatever income they, you know, if they get $20 for the ticket, then they get to keep the $20?
Yeah, we always usually have that program, and we haven't actually finalized it yet for this year, but If it does or doesn't exist, the great thing is that we know that our charities are going to see some really nice benefit from the tournament. And I don't think we've talked since we did our charity announcement a couple of months ago, but we're really proud of our 2021 charity dollars, which was $526,000.
Wow.
For Maui charities, actually the highest we've ever done in our 23-year history of the tournament.
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Yeah.
Yeah, so to be able to do that, especially in a COVID year, was really special for us. And then if you take our title sponsor Century on top of that, last year for COVID relief gave $200,000 to the Maui United Way and $250,000 to the Maui Food Bank. So all of that added together is right around $1 million in 1 year. So really unbelievable, especially in a year where obviously everyone needs it a little bit more than even normal.
Yeah, truly. And at that period of time, we were kind of in the doldrums, to put it mildly.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're going into the FedEx Cup playoffs, and
yes.
And it's we're getting down to the wire. It's when will we be able to make plans to go to Century and Tournament of Champions, and when are you going to tell us when we can buy tickets?
Yeah, so obviously we're keeping our eye on everything right now and trying to time everything up right and get our final plan in place. But I would say for fans out there, just keep your eyes peeled throughout the rest of this month, and go to CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com. but I'm sure there'll be some more information posted later this month, and you won't have to try too hard to find it.
No, good. Century Tournament of Champions, you just type that in and bang, you're right where you want to be. It says PGAtour.com when you get there, but it's the Century Tournament of Champions page. We're 150 days, 19 hours, and 30 minutes away. I certainly hope you have your to-do list in order.
I make a to-do list every morning, Danielle, and I have like a today to-do list and an overall to-do list, and my overall one is just stuff that stares me in the face that I'm like, oh man, I really need to get to that.
Yeah.
But no, we've got our to-do list going. We're going to be ready. I think that you know, if everything goes the way, hopefully, and trends the right direction in terms of COVID and all that stuff. We're excited for the best year that we've ever had at the event. So
yeah.
we're really optimistic for a really fun, really great year.
Yeah, it's a great tournament. It's a fantastic field that you've got lined up here. Of course, when I mentioned all those people, there had not been commitments made. Everybody that's playing in this who's won a PGA Tour tournament, they qualify into the Century Tournament of Champions. How long do they have to say, we're going to come?
Well, it's funny. They actually have until the Friday before the tournament to commit. That's the PGA Tour deadline for commitments for a tour event. Now, at this tournament, it generally happens quite a bit earlier than that because they'll book their hotels well in advance. So there's a couple guys that I can give a little sneak peek. Like I know we'll see Jordan Spieth here. I know we'll see Justin Thomas here. I'm not worried about those guys. Jordan, I think, is really excited to be here. It's been obviously a few years for him since his last win. So I know that he was really excited to get this back on his schedule and to get out here. But we'll be announcing those commitments in the months leading up to the tournament like we typically do. And I'll come back on and help,
sort it out.
Give an overview to those guys as they commit.
Yes, I know Jordan Spieth and his family love coming here. They spend Christmas sometimes and New Year's. So, that's fantastic. Well, I really appreciate you being on the show, and it's always good talking to you. Alex Urban is Executive Director, Century Tournament of Champions at PGA Tour, and thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We'll be in touch, and you'll be back.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds good. Aloha.
Aloha. All right. Now, so many things happen in our lives that we have absolutely no control over. And we see pictures of it on the mainland. We almost experienced it on the Big Island in a huge way. Floods and fires, they're just so overwhelming. And what do? You feel so at a loss. And that's why we're going to have somebody from MD come in. That's MD Restoration. We'll be back with the lovely Dailin Imai, marketing manager, after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to hawaiipain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
What does your company sell?
Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate for that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
So what do you do when floodwater is coming down the road, heading for your house? In fact, it's in your house, or the water is flooding from a broken pipe inside your home, and it's flooding out the kitchen. Maybe you woke up to that. Or water is flooding in from the neighbor's unit upstairs, and it's running down the walls. Let's bring in Daylin Imai, Marketing Manager, MD Restoration. Welcome into the clubhouse, Daylin.
Hi, Danielle. Good morning.
Good morning. All of those things have happened here in the islands, depending on, you know, and so many different situations happen across the state. So, you know, I always tell people, put the number on your refrigerator. You know, you Zoom, go to MD Restoration's phone number. What do you say?
Well, it's important for someone to call a reliable restoration company, just because, like, you know, you want the work done properly. And it's either, like, we're working in your home or your business, so that's, like, a huge asset that you have of yours. So it's just really important to call someone that you can really trust, especially in these circumstances.
So the first thing to do is to make sure that you have somebody that you can trust. Now, we've known you for, 40, 45 years. When did MD Restoration get established?
So Mark Harris actually founded it in 2002. So we made 19 years this year. And then he started off as just doing carpet cleaning. And then we eventually moved into, like, you know, the water extraction, mold remediation, fire and smoke damage, asbestos abatement. So it really grew over the past 19 years to be a full service restoration company.
And then that's why MD Restoration is the name. When it comes to taking action, what should I do if any of these, you know, flood water is coming in from the neighbors upstairs or in my house? What's the first action I need to take?
Yeah, so when that happens, it's important to first call the plumber just so that we can find the source of the leak and stop the leak. And then you should contact your insurance company and let them know what's happening. And then they will give you a list of restoration companies to use. So we have a really close relationship with all of the insurance companies. We work really closely with them, have a positive relationship. And then, you know, we just have to start the drying process to ensure that there's no any, like, further mold growth or any growth at all that occurs when you experience, like, a water emergency.
Okay, let's start with the insurance companies. That's always like, everybody's like, oh my goodness. So you handle documentation and making the call to them? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we ask the homeowner to actually reach out, but we will also reach out to the insurance company and your adjuster that's going to be working on the loss. And then our project managers will be working very closely with them to ensure that we get your home or your business back in shape, you know.
Yeah. Do you take pictures of what's happened?
Yeah.
Okay. That's really important to take those photographs and imagine there's, you know, it's to professionally look for the picture that is the way it should be for the insurance company. And then that's what I mean by documentation, so that you can show them what's happened. And then you go through your list of all the things that needs to be done. Some people think, well, you know what? I can put fans up. I can I can dry out my house. But
yeah,
it's much more than that. Tell us, when it's not done right.
Yeah, so we have our special equipment that we use. We can track all the moisture points. Is it growing inside? How do we address our equipment? Is it getting smaller? So we do document everything on a daily basis, and you'll get, like, as a homeowner, you'll get a daily update, which is really nice. So you know what is happening. Your insurance will also, like, know what's happening in regards to, like, the moisture and if it's getting better or not. And then the next actions that we're going to have to take, like, let's say if we have to demo, then we're going to have to do the repairs. But it's really good that at MD, we do all of that. So from start to finish, just one company, because we are a general contractor as well, it just puts, like, a ease of mind that you only, there's, like, one point of contact. You know, you don't need to go out and search for who's going to demo, who's going to do the repairs, because we can all do it in-house.
I like that. That's what I love about MD Restoration, because you've got, it's an all-in-one shop. You can take care of it, and you're very professional. I've had to have you come in to my house, actually, once when there was a problem upstairs, and it was dirty water, actually. So that added a whole new level, you know, to the whole process of making sure nothing was going to start growing in the walls and everything mm-hmm. was clean and taken care of. So I felt very, very comfortable with you and the people who came into the house. Very polite, you know, very accommodating, and explained everything in a really good way. So I loved it. Now, we hear so much about fires happening nowadays, mm-hmm. and that's one thing, you know, you think, God, a fire, where do you start? Of course, we have the fire department. They're putting out the fire. They're not only putting out the flames, but they're using water. So there's mm-hmm. the water damage in addition to the damage from the fire. You can handle all of that?
Yes, we can. So, yeah, the fire department, you know, they're going, do their thing, tame the fire, take it out. And then same thing with when it comes to water damage. We ask that you call your insurance company, let them know what's happening. And I know that a lot of homeowners, they're frantic in the heat of the moment, but if they can, it's really important for them to also take photos and videos that they can submit with their insurance when they submit their claim. But, you know, like, we'll have a project manager go out, evaluate what needs to be done, the scope of work and everything. And then from then we'll contact the adjuster and say, like, hey, you know, this is what needs to be done. This is what we're thinking it's going to cost. And then the insurance would need to approve of that. And then once everything gets approved, then we can start work and then get your home back together.
Get it all back together so you can just close the door and say, oh, I'm home. And there's nothing out of place. Everything's back mm-hmm. in order. That's wonderful. So you do fire damage, water damage, mold remediation. So sometimes you don't even know there's a leak, but you start smelling something strange in the house, or you're developing an allergy you never knew you had. That's a real problem, right? And so you can take care of those situations too.
Yeah, so we do mold remediation. Sometimes, you know, there's a slow leak. You won't notice it, and then all of a sudden, it's like you'll pull out, like, your washer or something to clean, and then you'll notice that, hey, you know, like, I see, like, some black stuff. Maybe it's mold. Maybe it's something else. So it's important to call just so that the growth doesn't grow anymore. And then we would have it tested, and then based on the test, then we'll know how we're going to treat the mold, you know?
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, because I had a friend who had a leak in the ceiling, didn't know it, right? But it was mm-hmm. starting to grow on the walls, and her eyesight wasn't so good. And her daughter came in and said, you know, that's not dust. You need to have somebody take care of this because this is really serious. This can affect your health. And that is the bottom line, isn't it? Daylin Imai, Marketing Manager, MD Restoration, thank you so much for giving us an idea
thank
of what...
Thank you.
Yeah, you're a really great Marketing Manager, MD Restoration. I really appreciate MD. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Aloha. So, what do you get when you put together astronomers, radar, and golf? Isn't that something? How about in-range golf? We're going to talk with a gentleman who knows all the answers to those questions right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Whatever your trade, you need more customers. Filling your restaurants, buying your cars, renovating high-rises, using your realty company, buying insurance from you, putting air conditioning in their offices. You need customers. Get them by advertising on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club. We have great quality listeners like yourself with ad packages that start at just a few hundred dollars. Call Rick at 808-220-1000 or email him, rick@radiogolfclub.com. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com. Our listeners are consumers too.
The Tampa Pro Shop, it started as a hobby and it turned into something a whole lot bigger. An international sort of, certainly national distribution of fabulous golf products. TampaProShop.com. TampaProShop.com. Tampa Pro Shop has golf balls, accessories, clothing. They feature major brands, Bridgestone, Encore, Golf Pride, Blue Tees. They're based in Tampa, Florida, and they ship all over the globe. So if you want, you really need to, because they have some really great specials. Join thousands of other golfers who get their best golf products and cost-saving offers through Tampa Pro Shop. The reputation is backed by their 90-day money-back guarantee. If you're not happy, they'll pay to ship it back. And if you buy over $99 worth of products, you'll get free shipping to your home. That's TampaProShop.com. And because of Tampa Pro Shop, we're giving away some Bridgestone E12 contacts. Straight and distance is the name of the game. And that's what we'll get from Bridgestone E12. All you've got to be is the ninth caller. We make it nice and easy. Nice and easy. The number is 545-1111. 545-1111. Wherever you're calling from, at an 808, if it's long distance, 808-545-1111.
The Golf Club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now, back to The Golf Club with Danielle Tucker.
Stu McDonald, InRangeGolf.com. That's where you'll find In Range Golf. North American Executive Sales, Partnerships, Marketing, Business Development. That's what Stu does. Welcome into the clubhouse, Stu.
Hi, Danielle. Thanks very much for having me.
Absolutely. So, In Range Golf was founded by S.J. Marai and Nick Longley, and head of sales is now David Rayner. What were these guys doing before they created In Range Golf?
They actually worked at the world's leading radar, space radar company out of South Africa called Alpha Wave. And they developed the Avid Golfers. They put together the world's largest space photo array. It's a mile, or they like to say a kilometer, in its square, one in the outlands of Australia and the other in South Africa. And it's actually taking radar photographs of a stars at the beginning of the Big Bang.
Wow.
So they're rocket science. They're rocket scientists. Yeah. So they're sitting around one day, and Seth said to his, they have a incubator inside Alpha Wave, and said, you know, we could take this frequency modulated radar, and I could track golf balls. So they said, go ahead and do it. 2 years and a bunch of zeros later, in range was born.
Wow. So you're using radar here to track the golf balls.
Correct.
And
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's fine. How do you place the radar? And tell us about the whole process. Is it extensive infrastructure?
Actually, it is. It is rocket science, but we put all that into a package. They did this. They knew that the leaders out there, I'm not going to give my competitors the, sorry for the background noise, but you try to find a quiet place at Philadelphia International Airport. So,
yes. Yes.
I thought I had one. So we package it, and they develop the company and the product for the driving range versus, for an entertainment complex, for a for players only, for launch monitors, for that type of thing. So what we've done is use this very advanced radar, and we allow the standard range owner or a golf course owner to turn that 16 acres of grass that they have into an entertainment and a high-end training facility. So what we do is we put a series of radars across the driving range, and then our team comes in and surveys it. We make an artificial reality replica, and then we put in software that allows a good golfer to come in at 9 o'clock in the morning and work on his game, because through the mobile app and through the radar tracking system, we don't miss a ball hit. And that gives you the launch monitor status. So you can go in there and you can practice and work on your game. And then in that same practice bay, 2 hours later, might be four couples that are wanted to go out for a fun night. And they go in, they hit another button, and it turns into an entertainment evening, just like you do get at a Topgolf or a Drive Shack.
Right.
Very versatile. Yeah. It's on the fly. And we do everything from the tracking to the mobile app, to the software for all the games, and then obviously the online booking system. So
an online booking system, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're coming to America, as Eddie Murphy and McDonald like to say.
Yes.
And I'm here in Philly, because just north of here in Branchburg, New Jersey, we have the golf range of Branchburg that has quadrupled the revenue in 3 months.
Wow.
And we have various fantastic business partnerships that we do. And at the end of the day, it's all about, this new surge of golf and golfers and non-golfers, but we don't have to put in a $40 million building to do it.
No, right. Stu McDonald, In Range, like in the range, inrangegolf.com. Go there. He's putting together, you put together partnerships, and how would you put together a partnership?
Without giving too much to, I know all of my competitors are listening to me right now.
Mm-hmm.
We do the standard business stuff. If you want to do a CapEx, if you have if you're a developer and you're putting in a large entertainment range, and we'll stand toe to toe with our competitors on the technology, on the radar. We feel that we use something called frequency modulated radar. So every shot hit, even if it goes 10 feet, is registered. So that's for the non-golfers. It's nothing more frustrating to take a non-golfer to one of these places and, oh, well, you didn't hit it 40 yards. Oh, you got to hit it again. And then, you know, that's it. Fun's over. The night is ruined. So we take that idea and allow them to either purchase it, to lease it per bay, per month, and or we have a very interesting partnership, joint venture that we'll put together. So we sit down with them and say, hey, you're in the demographic of your area. We think this will do very well. So instead of spending, you know, $400,000, $500,000, $700,000, we'll put it in. We'll work with you in all the marketing, develop your website, and for the next 5 years, we're revenue partners.
That's great. And then after the 5 years, you're able to then continue on with
yep.
In-range golf, and only it would mm-hmm. be all for you, the person who is, not you, not In-range golf, but for the person who is your partner. It's kind of like you dissolve the partnership, but the person gets to continue with In-range golf.
Well, along the way, we take all of it's like a, I come from a tech background, so this is a service level agreement that we have engineers for all the radar. We have software developers for all the, because, you know, we use fiber optics and high-end servers and gaming servers, so, and mobile apps have to be updated. All of that is taken off of the golf pro or the commercial developer's plate. We do it, and through 5 years, everything's updated. At the end of that 5 years, then we go back to square one. Basically, it's like, what do you want to do? So the stuff that you have here is worth X, or do you want to switch over to the per bay leasing? Or, you know, this has been going pretty good. Well, you want to do it for another five and another five.
I got you now. Okay. I like, you know, there are some talking points in here in your on your website, inrangegolf.com. Progression through fun. What is progression through fun?
That's really interesting. Now, in your mind's eye, try to imagine where I just left. And we're in a beautiful area of New Jersey. Yes, they do exist. And we have a very old driving range that's two tiers high. And the first bay that you see is a gentleman all decked out like a good golfer. He has his PGA Pro there. And he's using InRange and the app to work on his launch angles, to work on his form. Right next to him is a family of six. And you've got our games being played where you play 21 or you bounce off targets and those types of things. And you see the little guys, you know, very happy that they just beat dad. And they're having fun. And then there's the guys that aren't very good at golf, but they're looking at they come in here instead of hitting a buck of the balls and having no idea what's going on, except that one kind of felt good. They're looking at the software, and we give them the world's first, we've patented this, it's called the In-range handicap. So now when you go to a golf range, you have a handicap. You hit 150 shots, and we calculate where you are and how you get better. And then we have software and games that through that gamification and having fun, you slowly get better. And it's also, hey, it's kind of like the mobile game idea where I'm going to go back there and I'm going to play it again. And I'm going to play it again. And I'm going to play it again.
Yeah.
So it's fun and they get better. And I heard guys going, hey, what's your handicap? Well, I've gained 2 strokes today. This is awesome. And then they go into the into the pro shop and buy another bucket of balls.
Yeah.
Or rent it for another hour. They're almost there.
Yeah, that's good, though, that they get a handicap, and then they're getting better, and you give, but more importantly, that you give them how to get better. You know, you give, yep. And you create the games that will encourage that progression. That progression,
yep.
And having yep. fun doing that progression. That's great. Another one is golf is for everyone, and that's wonderful. What is magical simplicity?
these guys in the UK, they have such a way with words. It's basically where we sat down and looked at it. Okay, if somebody's going to buy this, what are they trying to do? And then do we want a whole bunch of... I came from World Golf Tour and Video and Golf Digest and simulator business. So there's this fear of pushing the wrong button. And the consumer experience when you're selling something has to be two clicks away. So we took that into the development of the experience. When somebody who's a non-golfer walks in, they can take their app on the phone or just walk up and push a button on the screen. And if they use the app will talk to the driving range and say, "Welcome, Danielle," or "Welcome back, Danielle." And then you choose a game and start hitting balls. That's magical simplicity.
Gosh, that's good. So, yes, it's got to be easy. It can't be complicated.
No.
It's like, you know, the reason why Macintosh started off, you know, because it
Correct.
Was icon and you just press the icon and it...
Yeah, exactly.
It was so
exactly.
simple. And then the exactly. iPhone was so simple. Just press the, you know, and pretty soon everybody's got icons. This is wonderful.
Yep.
It's good to see that, you know, golf is for everyone seems to have come out of, you know, the tragedy of the pandemic, where getting
yep.
outdoors and doing something together outside, just getting away from the house and in a safe place, was really important.
And if I may,
yes,
I just had a thought, because, you know, before that, we saw golf courses and especially driving ranges, you know, they were afraid of the big boys, the top golfs and the Drive Shacks. But through this pandemic and through this resurgence of everybody finding out how great the game of golf is, we're giving them the opportunity to generate literally hundreds of thousands of dollars a year from the same property. You know, your driving range, you know, you're afraid of losing all these people that are non-golfers that want to try golf, but now they're going to Topgolf. And they're spending $45, $50 an hour. And you're going, "Well, I can't, I'm out of business." With us, they're not. You know, we'll come along, we'll work with them, we'll give them a marketing plan, we'll get them on the rev share plan, and Bob's your uncle. You've got more entertaining, more dynamic, and more golf is for everyone, because you don't have a Danielle or a Stu McDonald that are working on their 2 or 4 or 6 or 8 handicap going to a Top Golf to do that.
I wish I had a 2 or 4 or 6. I get it. This is great. Stu McDonald, how do we get in touch with you if we're interested?
Stu.macdonald at inrangegolf.com.
Stu.mac. Is that would be Donald? So, okay,
yep.
That makes it easier.
Yep.
MacDonald at inrangegolf.com. See, everybody, did you all write that down? Okay. I'll mention that again. Stu.macdonald at inrangegolf.com. I don't think I can do it any clearer than that. Stu McDonald, inrangegolf.com. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle. Have a good one.
You too. Travel safe. Mahalo. Yes, and aloha.
Yep.
We've got Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, Director of Instruction, Wailea Golf Academy at Wailea Golf Club on Maui. He is Golf Channel Academy Lead Coach, Golf Digest Best Teacher in Your State. So many. And now he's got his own section in Morning Read, which is the golf page now for Sports Illustrated. And his column is called Golf Tips in Paradise. We're going to have Claude on right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Golf Club tip number 25. Play for fun. Life's too short. We'll be right back with Danielle Tucker in a few moments.
On the road with Little Mike.
Nice door. Nice door.
Hey, that's a beautiful door. Did you sell that garage door, Dad?
Yes, Diane. Rainer Garage Doors has done many fine homes.
Can Rainer do other designs?
Our custom manufacturing means Rainer can build any door an architect can design. We can even use our customers' wood to provide a perfect match with the rest of the house.
What about people who just need security and privacy?
Rainer's full line of doors means we can provide a competitively priced door for every need.
So people get a free consultation, top quality doors, and a fair price. Call my dad at 676-3667.
You just gotta call my daddy now! 676-3667.
This is Little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rainer Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
KORLYNI, Honolulu, and congratulations, Mike. You've won a dozen, yes, Bridgestone golf balls that are going to make your, well, I can't promise anything because, you know, it all depends on how the wind is blowing. And congratulations. I'll get those in the mail to you. It'll come to you priority mail. Thank you so much for being a listener.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
Have you discovered Global Golf Post yet? Global Golf Post is the leading golf news publication in the game. It is a digital magazine. It's published very early Monday morning, delivered to your email inbox before you wake up. And in the pages of Global Golf Post, you will find all the news from the pro tours from the weekend, plus opinion and commentary from many of the best writers covering the game today. You can also read about the latest golf gear from the leading golf equipment brands. Best of all, it's absolutely free. Go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii to sign up for your free subscription. You'll become the most informed golfer in your regular foursome. Go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii. Do it today.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate for that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Claude Russo, PJ Master, Director of Instruction, Wailea Golf Academy, Golf Channel Academy at Wailea Golf Club, and now his own section in Morning Read, the golf page for Sports Illustrated, and it's called Golf Tips in Paradise. Welcome into the clubhouse, Claude.
Hello, Danielle. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Absolutely. Now, wow. How did this Sports Illustrated column come about? This is incredible.
Yeah, this is so exciting because I can share my expertise, my love of the game with everybody that are interested in starting golf or even, you know, just improving their game right now. So basically, the people of Morning Read and Sport Illustrated had communicated with me, and then they were looking for somebody who can provide the quality and fun content for them. And then they pushed it so far to make sure that we have everybody, you know, have the urge or to come to Maui or Hawaii and or feel the spirit of Aloha. So they even have somebody who just did a song exclusively for this new thing that is Golf Tips in Paradise. So I thought he did a ukulele little song. His name is Tyler Ratcliffe, who is the composer of this little music you hear in the background, or when every time you click to see one of the video, you will hear that nice ukulele song. So
wow.
I thought it's pretty cool.
It is really cool. I mean, you have your own theme song, Claude.
Yes.
Yes. This is fantastic. And you can find it at si.com/golf/instruction. So just go si.com/golf/instruction, and you'll see Claude Brousseau, and you'll hear the ukulele. So what is the plan here? Do you have to do one of these tips a week? How are you doing this?
But basically, they do it on a regular basis. It's not necessarily every week, but on a regular basis, they will drop some videos. So they already have 4 on the site right now, and all that is free. And many golfers now, you know, like to watch video either on YouTube or other channel. So I suggest going on Sport Illustrated, because you have Claude, that will help you with your game. And then right now, like I said, they have 4 on the site, and then we have 12 more in production. And just to give a little taste of what's coming, I'm using analogy and image because I think that's how people can relate to other stuff they do in life. Because for me, golf is always game of life first. So G-O-L-F, game of life first. So I'll give you a little scoop here. So some it will be on uneven lie, meaning either the ball above your feet, ball below the feet, and uphill, downhill, fairway bunker, driving. We'll cover all aspects of the game, but here's the scoop. On the ball above the feet, I use a miniature airplane from Hawaiian Airlines to just show that she never lies when she flies, so she always flies in the same direction than the slope. So you will see a little plane showing you which direction the ball will go. So I want to make that fun.
That is fun. That's you know, I'm always amazed. On Golf Channel, you frequently had like 3-minute clips. And you always come up with these rhyming, you know, like she never lies when she flies. Does that just pop out of your mind?
I guess so, Danielle. I got imaginary line, and it just pop up. It's like, it's so interesting. It's it's creative, and I'm always searching for making sure that it's something that don't make the game so complicated and so hard.
Yeah,
and that's the key here.
So you're covering everything from driving to uneven lies. Side hill, ball below the feet, ball above the feet, uphill, downhill, fairway bunkers, putting, chipping, pitching, and of course, on-course strategy. Just if you could, I know it's hard, but for ball, which is harder, ball below the feet or ball above the feet?
That's a very good question, Danielle. And then I will say it depends on the golfer. Pretty much depending on the type of swing they have. So let's say if they have a very upright swing, So that means that they pick the club pretty vertical on the backswing. These golfers will really struggle with ball above the feet because the swing has to be flatter. So sometimes I encourage the golfer that come and trust my expertise to practice in those situations. Then I will say, however, for most of the people, the ball below the feet is more challenging for a couple of reasons. Because your balance point is more challenge, because you need to squat down a bit and be more forward. And as you swing, you feel you will lose your balance. So the brain has a reflex to come up. And guess what, Daniel? Here's a rhyme. Come up, you top the ball. So yeah. for the downhill line, the key here is really, even if it's very counterintuitive, because you feel you will fall down, but you have to stay down on your swing.
Even if you fall down.
Yep.
Yep.
And
okay.
Then the ball may go very well, though, and then when you get up from the ground, you say, oh, I'm on the green.
Yay. Jump for joy.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my. That's something. Okay, well, it's important to find out what your swing is like, you know, to flatten your swing or upright swing, what all that means. You need to find a PGA professional, and that's the best way for you to move forward with the game after you've had some fun learning it. In the beginning, it was kind of like we were talking earlier with Stu about how it's got to be fun, you know, and just getting out there and learning to hit the ball or being comfortable. But once you have a sense that this is something for you, finding Claude Brousseau, he's on Maui, you know, that is really the way to go. By the way, are you still doing, if someone asked, a virtual over the...
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. It's, I can do virtual coaching. We go either on, you know, FaceTime or any other device like that I can watch them. It's interesting. I just got a... very interesting gentleman that is in California right now, and then we get together twice a week, and we just get a time, and we do it. Yes, I still do that.
Yeah, that's a really good idea, because you feel completely associated with the person you're talking with. Doing too many Zoom calls will drive you crazy. But when you have a purpose, and then a Zoom call, then you're one-on-one with a person, it kind of takes all the distractions out. And
correct.
Yeah, and it's a really good way to do that, to get the learning process engaged, as long as it is exactly one-on-one. All right, you've done it again, three phases on the spectrum of mastery, and you call it LTP. What is LTP?
All right, Danielle. So here's for your listener. L stands for learning, T for training, and P for performance, okay? So there is steps. And then to make sure that the golfer are not frustrated, we need to make sure that we follow those steps. I always tell everybody who comes here, you know what? There is a golfer in you. You have not discovered it yet. The most important reason people don't play better golf, Danielle, it's so simple, is a lack of knowledge. They just don't know how to use the club in their body, okay? So it's about learning. Then at the stage of learning, that's where we clarify the concept they have. They may have misconception. They may totally don't know. Quite often I will ask some golfer, all right, where is the club should touch the ground when you hit an iron shot? I mean, some people say, you know, underneath the ball. Well, that's not functional. Some people say before the ball. So I always say you need to hit the little ball, the golf ball, before the big ball, the earth. So the misconception is the club will touch the ground on the target side of the ball. So on the learning aspect, we make sure that they have the right concept and they understand it. Then after that, we go on a training stage. Training means, okay, let's say you learn to manage the club face better with your hands and wrists, because that's hands and wrists that control the club face. It's not the shoulder, it's not the hips. The direct relation on the club face is hands and wrists, and guess what? Club face control ball. So in the training stage, I will say, okay, five balls, and then you can only evaluate one thing. How good are you at managing the club face, or be more aware of what you're doing with it? We don't care how far the ball goes. Let's say you give yourself a little challenge. Can you make a ball go to the right? So you control your aiming, you control your posture, and you just learn. It's learning, then training. Can you make three balls in a row go right, three in a row left, and three in a row straight? Then after that, you go into performance. So you learn, you train, then now it's reality time, I call that. Could you perform with the new motor skill? Let's see if we keep going with the club face here. Could you perform on demand? So you select a target, and then now could you make, let's say, three balls in a row close to that target? So learning, training, performing. You see what the more often people start with which letter you think, Danielle?
Oh, probably performing.
Correct. And then I tell them,
yes,
how in the world can you perform at something that you don't know to do about? So this way of helping people and all you listeners around the world here get the frustration out. See, you cannot perform in anything in life before you learn it. I joke, we don't know Maui, I said, in Hawaii, I said, okay, let's say I put a brand new ukulele in your hand. Would you expect to perform well? Guess what? They all say no. Okay, I say you need to do a three-step to mastery and having fun in the process. So you learn first how to hold it. Then you train a little bit on a couple songs, and then you can have your own show, and then now you will perform.
Yes, you know that I think so many people grab a club and they go with the fake it until you make it mentality, which is you pretend like you know what you're doing, because we're also afraid to say, you know, I really don't know what I'm doing. I'm standing over here with a club, and there's the ball, and I see everybody else hitting it, so I'm just going to pretend like I know what I'm going to do it. And, you know, that just won't work. That just causes, you know, frustration. And what do you tell when you're talking to coaches about some of the things that you do to teach? What do you tell your coaches?
But I tell the coaches most of the time is you need to tailor your information to the people in front of you. And then meaning you, if make sure that what you communicate with the golfer in front of you, they understand. Make them feel very comfortable to ask questions, and always tell people this. And coaches, I say, okay, just tell your golfer, first, they're very motivated. They're in front of you. They want to learn. And you know what? In life in general, you need to ask a lot of questions. So ask them to ask you questions. Ask them questions to see if they understand. And you need to let them know that not knowing is okay. I always say that. You know, in life in general, not knowing is a great thing. As long as you can say, I don't know, but the next sentence is, however, I would like to learn. And then question, I read that somewhere a long time ago, question is like Velcro in the brain, and that's where the answer attach. So asking question is a great thing. Not knowing is a great thing because we know and learn by differentiation. You need to know what a chocolate tart, pineapple tart, and banana tart taste, look, different color. Then differentiation is learning. So I tell people, make it a process of learning and make the stress zero. missing shot is part of learning golf, especially when you're on the learning stage of it. Training, of course, you want to try to, you know, miss less of them. And performing, even when you perform, it's never a bad shot. It's a learning shot.
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot.
I tell everybody, did you know that bad shot doesn't exist in golf? They look at me like I come from, you know,
Mars
or I don't know where this guy's coming from. But see, it's a learning shot.
Yeah.
What can you learn from it?
Yes, exactly. What can you learn from it? And I love what you say about, you know, your hands and your wrists control the club face. And that's so important, you know, and that's we think of sport and golf as, you know, big muscles, getting it far, hitting that ball hard, which is all important. But, you know, the subtleties of the game are in the little muscles. And
cool.
And it's really important to get those under control.
Correct, Daniel. Let me use something. I'm so happy that you bring that up. And then I will say, okay, the word hard should never be used in the same sentence with the word golf. Here's something. Let's say we use another sport. Let's say we got a pitcher in baseball, and he's throwing a fastball. Are we calling that a hard ball? He's creating speed, or she, you know, and the lady's playing baseball as well. So the pitcher throw a fastball. In golf, we need speed. We do not hit hard. So the power of the word is very important. That's something I tell the coach. Make sure that the word that you're using is another analogy that I use. I say, okay, if you drive your car or truck, and then let's say you hit a tree or a concrete something, of course we don't like to do that, but let's say you do for an accident and then you go 30 miles per hour. X damage on the car. Okay? It's a powerful impact. If I tell your brain, hit hard, what's happening? You got a lot of stress, a lot of muscular tension. Now, if I say, could you produce a powerful impact with speed? See, the brain doesn't process that information the same way. So in golf, we need speed. We need to swing better first, then faster. Harder has nothing to do with golf. The ball is less than 2 ounces. The club is less than a pound. Why we need to be hard on this thing?
That's great. Claude Brousseau, thank you so much, Director of Instruction. And he has his own section in Morning Read, the golf page for Sports Illustrated. And it's called Golf Tips in Paradise. Golf Tips in Paradise. He has his own theme song. And to find it all, you just go to si.com/golf/instruction. Thank you so much for being on the show, Claude. Got to thank the people who make it possible. Hawaii Pain and Spine, Dr. Jonathan Carlson. Got pain? See Dr. Jonathan Carlson. Do something about the pain. Don't just tolerate it. That'll make you grumpy. Call Hawaii Pain and Spine. MD Restoration, flood or fire disasters, you need help right away, 24/7. When disaster strikes, call MD Restoration, and they are licensed contractors. They'll take you from remediation from the very beginning all the way through, just one place, one-stop shop, cleanup and repair, 528-3434. That's their number, 528-3434. Aloha Power Equipment, their moving sale, yes, their moving sale continues. They're building out the fabulous new space. So until the store is empty, Aloha Power Equipment is selling everything, and so many things are at really good prices. We put power at your fingertips for everything you need, including that Honda mower on sale, Sand Island and Waipahu stores, Aloha Power Equipment. Rainer Doors, go to HawaiiDoor.com. HawaiiDoor.com. Pretty simple. Beautify your home, protect your home, and keep your loved ones safe. Get a new Rainer garage door, raised panel, recessed panel, carriage house designs, flush styling, unmatched strength and durability, and it is quiet. have a new garage door installed. Make it a Rainer overhead door, 676-3667. That's 808-676-DOOR. And tell them Danielle sent you. It's HawaiiDoor.com. Thank you for your mama, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2021.